This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning. You're listening to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm your host, Brandon Peoples, and joined here in studio today by USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed, Board Member Dave Colburn, and we've also got USD 384 Blue Valley Randolph Superintendent Brady Burton in studio. Welcome, gentlemen. Appreciate you all being here today.
Thank you, Brandon.
And so I think we'll start with Brady here first. USD 384 Superintendent, tell us what's the latest going on in your school district?
Well, we're back from Thanksgiving, and everybody got an extra day, so I think they're happy with the snow day Monday. And I know Manhattan was out too, and so we're back and rolling yesterday, and we had a high school music concert last night, and so we got a lot of things going on. Our basketball team opens this Thursday. We have a home preseason tournament. We play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and elementary music concert a week from Friday. So we're kind of off and rolling.
Yeah, and this time of year, it's it's kind of everyone's antsy for breaks here. And you obviously had the longer break, but holidays are here. And how's the semester gone so far?
Well, it's gone really well, and I'm sure same with Manhattan. I know we're done when we go to Christmas break with first semester. And I heard on the radio, I think Dave saying this morning, actually, we have 26 days or 27 days till Christmas. So it's hard to believe. We actually are out on December 20th for Christmas break. We get out at 1 o'clock that day, and then we come back, our teachers come, which ends first semester, and then our teachers come back January 2nd for a teacher in-service day, and we start back with kids on January 3rd. So it's going to be here before we know it.
And I wanted to pull up your agenda here for your next meeting, but your website's not working right now, so I'll just kind of wing it here a little bit, but tell me what you have coming up on your next meeting.
Well, our next board meeting, we meet the second Monday of the month, so I think it's December 10th, and we have some carryovers from last month. Our board is looking at a homework-type philosophy for the district, not really a policy. With our recent bond that we passed last November in our building, one of the things we're doing is remodeling our old ag building into a...
Not sure where that sound's coming
from. Is that me? I think it's Dave in there. Anyway, while you're looking, I'll just keep talking. But we're remodeling our old ag building into a fitness center, so we're looking at and that's going to be open to the community, how we're going to make that work for the community, and just some different things like that we're looking at. But, again, that's December 10th at 7 p.m., and that is open to the public.
Well, homework policies, that's kind of interesting here. When do you guys start issuing homework for students?
Well, we really don't have any hard and fast rule now. I'm sure there's some things sent home in kindergarten, but most of the research we were talking about off the air talks about fourth or fifth grade, and so we try not to really till the kids get into middle school a lot, which is fifth grade for us.
Okay. We'll try to get that sound adjusted here. I think it's coming from the other side, but... Tell us, do you guys have a homework policy at USD 383, Eric?
USD 383 does not have a homework policy either. I don't think it's very common for a place to have that, so it's really up to individual teachers and buildings. I'd echo Brady's comments, though. A lot of the research out there, I've done a lot of reading on it because it's usually a question that comes up. Good homework is things they can do independently and they can be successful doing independently. And we always have to remember not all our families are created equal. And I know that's an issue in 384 as well as 383. So,
you know, one thing we talked about, too, kind of off the air, and Eric brought up, and I would agree 100%, is the main thing for parents, and I think it's any age, but especially when they're young, is sit down and read with them or have the kids read. And, you know, they used to talk about Algebra 1 being the gatekeeper in education, and I'm sure I would agree, but to me, it's reading is a gatekeeper in education and just in learning, period.
All right. I wonder if we should go to break here maybe and try to figure out
Is that Dave humming in there?
I don't think it's Dave. We'll try to get this figured out here. We'll keep you on here for an extra few minutes, but let's just try to take a quick break here on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series at Kansas State University. Kids 18.